Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is Ashley Meyer with Prevent Connect, and today I'm here with three folks from Indiana, and happy to have you all here to talk about your Stand for Respect campaign. So I'm here with Colleen Yackel from the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello. I'm also here with Marie Kellerman from the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Ashley.
And we also have Madison McCorkle, who is on the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence's Youth Council. Hello, Madison.
Hi, Ashley.
Well, let's get started talking about this campaign. It's called Stand for Respect. So what is this campaign all about?
This campaign was undertaken to pursue the opportunity to increase conversations between young people and adults about respectful relationships, just to pursue prevention opportunity by increasing these great conversations about respect among adults and kids.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And how did this campaign really come into being?
Well, our youth council saw the No More data that showed that not a lot of parents were talking with their kids about respectful relationships. Only about a quarter of them were having those conversations. And they felt like this was something they could do something about. So they started a couple of years ago, they came up with the idea to write an open letter to parents from kids saying, hey, let's have these conversations. And then after they had that initial idea, we had the great opportunity to hire our intrepid empowerment evaluator, Marie, who had ideas for how we could do some formative evaluation with our youth council members to make the letter even better. And I'll let her talk about that.
So my suggestion was that we first find out why parents aren't having these conversations. Instead of encouraging them to do so passionately, which I know these council members could have done, really trying to figure out what is it they need to hear in order to convince them to change their behavior and have these conversations.
So to do that, we convened a series of focus groups. First, we met with young people just to ask them, hey, you know, parents aren't really having these conversations. Do you want to have these conversations with your parents? What kinds of things would you like to talk more with your parents about? What subjects? And how early should parents start doing this? Just to get their information. And overwhelmingly, the young people we talked with said, yes, we would love to talk with our parents more on a range of subjects. So related to relationships, but all kinds of things that were going on with them academically, developmentally. So then we followed up by convening a series of focus groups with adults to try to identify, you know, what are the barriers here? Why are so few parents having these conversations?
We were somewhat surprised to hear a very consistent message from parents that they weren't having these conversations because of fear. We identified three categories of fears. One, that they wouldn't know what to say. Two, that they were afraid that they would make the situation worse by even bringing up these conversations. And then third, that what they did say wouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah, basically parents were saying they felt ill-equipped to do this. They didn't know how. They felt like they didn't have the relevant lingo. And ultimately, I mean, it was a little surprising and disheartening to us. They felt like no matter what they said, they couldn't necessarily protect their kids when they went out to date. So that was the information that our youth council members, they collected the information, helped us review the data and code it, and identified these themes, and then built the whole Stand for Respect campaign to try to address those barriers and to make it really easy for parents to engage in prevention activity.
And so, Madison, you're a member of that youth council, and what was this like for you? What was it like, and also what did you do? What was the process?
Once we had our focus groups and collected our data, we really wanted to make and continue to work on our parent letter, which why that is so important is because it's from kids to their parents, and it's saying, yes, we want to have these conversations, yes, we want to know, and we want to be able to go to you and talk to you about these things that are going on in our lives. So we felt that that was really important to get out to the parents, to say, we might not seem like we want to have these conversations, but we really do.
Great. And, you know, Madison, when we talk about preventing sexual, domestic, and dating violence, we often talk about the importance of parents. So it sounds like for the Youth Council, that was a really important theme there, is that if we're going to prevent this, we really need to be having parents talk about this.
Yeah, I think that for us felt like one of the most important things to do with this campaign was to change the conversation where we could. We recognize that teen dating abuse is prevalent in Indiana and nationally and that it has really negative consequences for our kids, but we just wanted to affirm so strongly that this violence is not inevitable, that we really have the power to create positive change and to make that really easy. And just to lighten the conversation a little, we used some humor in the public service announcement to try to disarm the fears that parents identified, you know, just to lighten the mood and to really show people we have an opportunity here. We can have an impact here. It's not that scary. We can do this together. And for me, the whole process, this is Colleen, the process of developing the campaign with the Youth Council, it was really fun. You know, everything that they learned from the focus group data, they used to build a thing to make it easier for parents. So they created these brief instructional videos, and they mocked us as adults by wearing funny mom jeans and funny themed sweatshirts to convey these messages. But I wouldn't have thought when we first had the idea, when Marie had the idea to do formative evaluation, how engaged our youth council would be in coding and all of the work that went with that. And they used all that data in ways that I think were really fun and meaningful.
Madison, how did the PSA come about?
The PSA came out of the parent letter and all of our information that we had in the parent letter, because we wanted to think of a lighthearted, funny way to engage an audience and get our point across with more of a visual and not just paper. And so we put together a storyboard of things that were unreally scary. Brain surgery, sharks, and we compared speaking to your kid to those crazy, scary situations, which then made speaking to your kid not as scary.
And I've seen that PSA, and you mentioned it's not that scary. So there's a hashtag that goes along with the theme there, that it's really not that scary to talk to your kids about healthy sexuality.
And specifically, not just healthy sexuality, but about anything, especially about respect. That at the end of our PSA, we show examples of the type of conversations we want parents to have, and they are very open-ended.
I mean, they're just questions that can start, that are general, you know, that can start early and young in promoting healthy, respectful friendships. You know, we just feel like if we help build a progression of how these conversations can go when we start with our kids when they're very young, then it's way less scary to jump right in with more serious relationship-type conversations when our kids are dating.
I think that's a really good point. And Madison, as you said, you know, it's about more than this. And if we can start early, it's about having a strong relationship between parents and their kids and really being able to talk about all sorts of things that are going to make us, you know, healthy and thrive.
Absolutely. That was our goal, because we want great, great, respectful relationships for all of our teens in Indiana. But we also recognize that strong connection and bond between adults and youth is a protective factor for a whole range of social problems. So this campaign we felt like was very, very important specifically for our work, but it was just great for the health and well-being of all of our kids in Indiana more generally.
Well, so if folks want to see the PSAs and learn more about this campaign, where can they go?
They can look on our website, standforrespect.org, or they can check out our Facebook page, ICADV Youth Council, or on our Twitter, which is also ICADV Youth Council.
Great. And I just want to mention standforrespect.org. The four is the number, so it's stand4respect.org.
That's right, because we're cool, and we urge you to go there and give us feedback, comment back, and, you know, share your It's Not That Scary stories, and let us know what we can do next with this campaign, because we just really, really want to run with the opportunity to promote prevention and respectful relationship conversations, because we really believe that we can change this dynamic. We can do this.
And Colleen, can you tell me more about the website, standforrespect.org?
Sure. So we had our Stand for Respect website has been around for a couple of years, but when we developed the new parent letter and the public service announcement, they were kind of oriented around the spirit of hope and opportunity. We felt like we needed to update the website to support that message better. I think a lot of materials and messaging around teen dating abuse prevention have kind of an ominous feel because they're really oriented around the problem, and we wanted to really, really intentionally shift our orientation to solutions and to opportunities. So we really changed the look visually to really, really promote opportunity and prevention.
Yeah, you know, I think that when we look at prevention trends over the last several years, we see that very thing happening, is that it has been really ominous, right? And what we're seeing is more of a positive, more of a promotion and an opportunities approach, just like you're talking about.
Yeah, that was our goal.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking to Colleen Yackel and Marie Kellerman from the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and also Madison McCorkle from ICADV's Youth Council. Thank you all so much. Really look forward to watching this campaign develop further.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.